Hello, my name's Jack, and welcome to our weekly roundup section called This Week on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Rich. We've got lots of interesting words and phrases to help you talk about football in English.
We want you to use and practice these phrases by interacting with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, you can leave your comments in the review section. We do read all the reviews and would love to hear from you.
You can find all our latest content on the Premier Skills English homepage or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page.
Don't forget that we also have our weekly Premier Skills English podcast that's released every Friday. Every week, we help you with some different vocabulary or an aspect of grammar.
Our latest podcast is called Understanding Grammar Question Forms. And in the role play, I tell Rich that I'm going to meet Mohamed Salah. And we think of the questions we'd like to ask him. You can find it on the Premier Skills English homepage, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most other podcast platforms now.
Let's start this week's show by reviewing the Premier League action from Match Week 26, Part 1.
Sharp blades blow Bournemouth away.
Sheffield United have taken the Premier League by storm this season. And it continued at the weekend when the Blades beat Bournemouth 2-1 to move up to 5th in the league. The Cherries took an early lead, but captain Billy Sharp equalised in first half injury time. It looked like Bournemouth had weathered the storm, but John Lundstrom's well-taken goal won the game in the last 10 minutes.
It's a breeze for Everton against Palace.
Everton stormed out of the blocks against Crystal Palace as they took an early lead through a fantastic volley by Bernard. Palace got back in the game with a Christian Benteke equaliser, but the wind was soon taken out of their sails when Richarlison scored a great second. Dominic Calvert-Lewin wrapped it up with Everton's third near the end.
Brighton and Watford stay in trouble.
Watford looked like they were heading out of the relegation zone when Abdoulaye Doucouré went on a barnstorming run and scored from just outside the penalty area. However, Brighton threw caution to the wind and got a lucky equaliser when Adrian Mariappa blasted the ball into his own net. Watford stay 19th and Brighton 15th.
And that's it. Only three Premier League games were played this weekend. Manchester City against West Ham was postponed because of stormy weather. And the rest of Match Week 26 will be played this weekend due to the Premier League's new winter break.
Vocabulary alert! Vocabulary alert!
In our vocabulary alert, we look at some football English that we used in the headlines.
Our six phrases this week are all idioms connected to stormy weather. And they are to take something by storm, to weather the storm, to storm out of the blocks, to have the wind taken out of your sails, a barnstorming run, and to throw caution to the wind.
Let's start by talking about Sheffield United's win against Bournemouth. We said that Sheffield United have taken the Premier League by storm this season.
The idiom here is to take something by storm. This idiom means to be very successful at something. It's especially used when someone or something is new to something.
Sheffield United got promoted last season and they're fifth. This is very surprising. They've taken the Premier League by storm.
The next idiom is to weather the storm. We said it looked like Bournemouth had weathered the storm. This idiom means to reach the end of something without too much damage.
Sheffield United attacked and attacked, but Bournemouth didn't concede a goal. They weathered the storm.
But they didn't, because in the end, they did concede. That's why we said it looked like Bournemouth had weathered the storm.
And a bonus idiom in the headline, Blades blow Bournemouth away. This means that they beat Bournemouth easily.
Let's talk about that Everton-Crystal Palace match. We said Everton stormed out of the blocks. To storm out of the blocks means to start a race or competition very strongly.
The idiom comes from sprinting. When you start a 100-metre race, you put your feet in running blocks. Everton started the match against Palace very well.
The next idiom is to have the wind taken out of your sails. We said the wind was soon taken out of Palace's sails when Richarlison scored.
This idiom describes something that happens to make you feel sad, discouraged, or less confident. Palace had equalised, but Everton went back ahead quickly. This was demoralising for Palace. The Richarlison goal took the wind out of their sails.
And a bonus idiom in the headline, it's a breeze for Everton. A breeze is a light, pleasant wind, and if we describe something like a breeze, it means it's very easy.
Finally, let's look at the match between Watford and Brighton. The first phrase, it's not really an idiom, is to go on a barnstorming run. Something that's barnstorming is a successful performance that's full of energy and exciting. So, a barnstorming run is an exciting dribble with the ball.
It's used more often when a player that you don't expect goes on a long attacking run, usually a defender or a tall central midfielder.
Doucouré went on a barnstorming run for Watford and scored from just outside the penalty area.
Our final idiom is to throw caution to the wind. To throw caution to the wind means to forget everything else and take risks and really go for it.
We said Brighton threw caution to the wind. They needed to score, so forgot about defending and just attacked. It got them an equaliser.
Okay, so there are the six words and phrases. Listen to this part of the podcast again if you're not sure how to use them.
The words and phrases are to take something by storm, to weather the storm, to storm out of the blocks, to have the wind taken out of your sails, a barnstorming run, and to throw caution to the wind. Right, every week we give out three Match Week awards. The awards are Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Goal of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
Let's start with Player of the Week. Just the three matches last weekend, so not much choice. We could go for Sheffield United's Billy Sharp, but we're going to go with Everton's Brazilian striker, Richarlison.
His goal was fantastic. A barnstorming run. And he set up Everton's third when he hit the bar.
Now, Team of the Week. So, we only had two winners, Everton and Sheffield United.
Well, as they're my team, we're going to go with Sheffield United. They're up to fifth and taking the Premier League by storm.
Finally, our Goal of the Week. We're going to leave this one to you. We're going to give you three options and you need to tell us which you think was best.
Goal number one, Abdoulaye Doucouré for Watford against Brighton. A barnstorming run and finish from the French player.
Goal number two, Richarlison for Everton against Crystal Palace. Another barnstorming run and finish, this time from Everton's Brazilian international.
Goal number three, John Lundstrom for Sheffield United against Bournemouth. A tidy finish from the Blades midfielder that won the game.
Okay, those are our three options. Did you see them? Which do you think was the best?
Let us know your choice and if you agree with our other weekly awards in our comments section on the Premier Skills English website.
Every week, Rich predicts the result of one Premier League match, and we want you to make your prediction too.
Last week, I went for a Sheffield United win, and Sheffield United won, so that's a win for me.
Okay. We have Match Week 26 Part 2 this weekend. Which match are you going to take a look at?
Chelsea are at home to Manchester United next Monday. This should be a good battle between two teams that are fighting for that fourth Champions League spot. Chelsea are in fourth at the moment, but are not in great form and have only won two of their last 11 matches. Manchester United are down in eighth and need a win at Stamford Bridge to close the six-point gap between the two teams. This one is a tough one to call, so I'm going to go for a draw. Final score, Chelsea 1, Manchester United 1.
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this football roundup. Join the discussion at the bottom of the page on the Premier Skills English website.
And if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.
If you have any questions or comments or suggestions for the podcast or anything football or English related, you can leave them on the website in the comments section, or you can email us at premierskills@britishcouncil.org.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.